This is Dr. Madeline Frank with your 1 Minute Musical Radio Show for July 2023. How did classical music play a part of Helena Breslau Schweitzer's life as a medical missionary, nurse, teacher, social worker, sociologist, and musician? And which musical instruments did she play? Helena Breslau was born on January 25, 1879 in Berlin to Harry Breslau, professor of history, and Carolyn Assay Breslau, into a cultured Jewish family. She grew up with her brothers Herman and Ernest and her father's younger sister and brothers. Also, a nephew of her mother's was, quote, part of this lively household where the children were taught to care for one another by observing their parents, end quote. Helena, at the age of 6, attended Queen Charlotte's School. With the widespread of anti-Semitism, Professor Breslau and his 3 children had the 3 of them baptized by a Lutheran pastor in 1886 while on a family vacation. Helena was 7 years old. When Helena was 11, she and her family moved to Alsace, which was part of Germany. Quote, her father, Harry Breslau, began working at the University of Strasbourg, and, quote, later became the chancellor. After moving, Helena became fluent in French. She transferred in 1890 to the Linzer Girls High School in Berlin to pursue music studies at a music conservatory from 1897 to 1899. She received her teaching credentials, quote, in 1 year instead of the usual 2 years, end quote. In 1902, she worked in England as a teacher. She was passionate about learning and continued taking courses at the University of Strasbourg, her father's university. She also took voice and piano lessons, end quote. She was the first student to attend the university as a female student. Helena Breslau met Albert Schweitzer, her future husband, in 1898 at a wedding. Helena was 19 and Albert was 4 years old or 23. This was the beginning of their relationship. They shared the ideology, quote, to take care of others, end quote. She became Albert's friend and confidant. Helena began a bicycle club with her friend Ellie Knapp. Helena later invited Albert to join the bicycle club. Quote, they enjoyed outings along the Rhine with friends. And it was on one of these excursions in 1902 that Helena Breslau and Albert Schweitzer made a pact to profound and enduring friendship, end quote. Helena Breslau was also, quote, one of the first women skiers, sang in the choir and played the organ, end quote. Helena became interested in nursing on January 1, 1904. She, quote, joined the Protestant Deaconess Society to complete a course in nursing, end quote. Taking a break from nursing on April 1, 1905, she became the first female, quote, municipal inspector for orphans in the Strasbourg City Orphan Administration, end quote. She continued working from 1905 to 1909 in this social work position. Quote, in addition to that demanding role, she found time to co-found a home for unwed mothers in the Strasbourg suburb of Neudorf that opened in November 1907, ready to welcome 8 unmarried women and their children, end quote. When Helene saw a need, she filled it. Patty M. Markson, author of the 2015 biography of Helena Breslau Schweitzer, said, Helena valued hard work as much as she valued her relationship with Albert Schweitzer. Through this deep connection was the center of both of their lives, as over 600 letters written prior to their marriage clearly demonstrates, end quote. Helena left her job at the orphanage on October 1, 1909, and, quote, enrolled in rigorous nursing course at the Protestant Diakos Society in Frankfurt to advance her knowledge, end quote. Albert Schweitzer was already a reverend, theologian, virtuoso organist, musicologist, writer, humanitarian, philosopher, and had doctorates in philosophy and theology. At the age of 30, quote, he decided to go to medical school to heal the sick in Africa as a medical missionary. He began his medical education in 1905, earning his M.D. in 1913, quote, with specialization in tropical medicine and surgery, end quote. On January 18, 1912, Helena Breslau and Albert Schweitzer married in Gunsbach. Albert's father, a pastor, married them. Quote, Helena and Albert shared one main common goal, to help improve medicine and the greater good in Lambarine, Gabon, Africa. Helena Breslau Schweitzer wrote in her diary, we are truly in love with Africa. Helena studied nursing and, quote, the medical field before Albert became involved in medicine. She played a vital role in his work, acting as an influence, end quote. Helena and Albert, in the spring of 1913, quote, set off to establish a hospital, Albert Schweitzer Hospital, near an already existing mission post, end quote. Helena Breslau Schweitzer was, quote, the first woman who stepped off a boat, climbed the hill, and rolled up her sleeves and went to work in there for the good of humanity, end quote. Helena and Albert, in their first 9 months at their new hospital, examined around 2,000 patients. Some of their patients had traveled many days and many miles to reach the Schweitzer Hospital for medical treatment. As a nurse, Helena sanitized, prepared medical equipment for surgery, and was the anesthetist, quote, for surgical operations. She also, quote, kept a diary, documented much of Albert's autobiography, and supported mission work with lectures, fundraising, essential to its upkeep, end quote. The native people called Helena Ressel Schweitzer, Madame Doctor. In the summer of 1914, World War I began. Quote, the French military put Helena and Albert, who were Germans, in a French colony under supervision at Lambernais, where they continued their work. In 1917, exhausted by over 4 years' work and by tropical anemia, they were taken to Bordeaux and interned first in garrison and then from March 1918 into Saint-Rémy-de-Provence, end quote. In addition to her poor health, Helena experienced the first signs of pregnancy at Saint-Rémy at the age of 39, end quote. As part of the prisoner exchange in the summer of 1918, Helena and Albert Schweitzer were finally sent home. Helena Breslau Schweitzer gave birth to their daughter, Reina, on January 14, 1919, on her father, Albert Schweitzer's 44th birthday. Even though her health was poor, Helena, quote, took care of her daughter, engaged herself in Hospital Aid Association, and enrolled at a 3-week course in tropical medicine at the Medical Missionary Institute of Tübingen, Germany, end quote. Helena continued developing her skills in nursing to help the mission hospital. Quote, at times Albert had her remain in Germany, end quote. Albert went back to Africa in 1924 with, quote, Oxford undergraduate Noel Gillespie as assistant, end quote. After she received treatment for pneumonia in 1929, she, quote, returned to Lambering to see Albert's progress with the new hospital. Shortly after arriving, she developed a bad fever and was forced to depart the hospital and her husband returned to Europe for treatment, end quote. Once she recovered, quote, she used her writing skills and began editing her husband's autobiography. Helena's life, quote, as a woman of Jewish origin in Konigsberg, Germany, during World War II, was fraught with danger. Adolf Hitler was elected chancellor in 1933. Helena moved with Reina to Lucerne, Switzerland, for her daughter's education and to flee Germany. Her English skills opened the door for, quote, public speaking and networking United States. Helena moved to the United States with Reina in 1937 for new opportunities, freedom, and to make friends and raise funds for the Schweitzer Hospital in Lambering. She did this by organizing lecture tours, bringing Americans into the international community of Schweitzer Hospital support. Her lecture tour in major cities of the United States brought to the Schweitzer Hospital supplies for their funding, including medicine, surgical instruments that arrived in May of 1942, end quote. She also helped, quote, establish a circle of interest that is today the Boston-based Albert Schweitzer Fellowship, end quote. Helena Schweitzer, in June 1940, quote, was in Paris visiting her daughter's young family, which included a new baby, when Hitler's troops invaded the city. The next year of her life was a challenging odyssey through France, Spain, through Lisbon, to return to Africa. Her remarkable journey can only been explained by her talent for organizing, as well as her patient's determination. Happily, she would remain in Lambering, working as a nurse until the autumn of 1946, end quote. She was at this time 67 years old. Even though Helene, quote, was aware that her husband would receive much of the acclaim for their missionary endeavors, she set out to make her own work known. In October 1946, she began reviewing her documents and collecting them so that she could be understood as a full partner in their missionary work, end quote. In 1949, Helena traveled with Albert to America. In 1952, she gave a moving speech at the University of Freiburg before an audience of 800 people. In 1954, she traveled with her husband Albert when he was awarded his Nobel Peace Prize. For over 40 years, Helena Schweitzer's universe was Albert Schweitzer's 1915 philosophy for reverence for life. Quote, one should never forget Albert Schweitzer's wife, Helena Breslau Schweitzer, colleague and, quote, most loyal friend, end quote. Helena Breslau Schweitzer was a medical missionary, nurse, social worker, linguist, editor, sociologist, teacher, wife, confidant of Albert Schweitzer, mother of Reina Schweitzer Miller, and grandmother. Helena Breslau Schweitzer, co-founder with her husband Albert Schweitzer for the Albert Schweitzer Hospital in Lambering, Gabon, Africa. She died on January 6, 1957, at the age of 77 in Zurich, Switzerland.